Okay, this is the Pacifica National Governance Committee meeting. My name's Dave Adelson. I'm the chair. R. Paul Martin is the secretary. Can you call the roll, R. Paul?
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Mary Bird.
Here.
Max Blaché.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood. Bob Lederer.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Sarv Randhawa.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. Serene Roberts.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Deb Shafto. Akim Takash. Okay, one, two.
Three. Akim.
Akim.
Deb Nine, that's a quorum.
Right.
Folks, can I jump off for 1 second?
Sure.
Oh, then we lose.
You guys don't need me, right?
No.
I mean, I'll be right back, but okay,
right.
Thanks.
Go ahead and hop off. Okay, I sent around an agenda recently,
right.
The last hour, and let me pull that up. Hold on just a moment, and I will get that. Sorry. Okay. The proposed agenda is call to order and roll call, 5 minutes. Approval of the agenda, 10 minutes. Approval of minutes from the July 7th and July 22nd meetings. Old unfinished business for an hour comprising working group reports, 40 minutes on the bylaws convention working group, 10 minutes on the contracts approval working group, 10 minutes on the code of conduct, and new business, 15 minutes, if any. That was the proposed agenda.
So what is the total time?
The total
time, 2 hours and 40 minutes.
To that would be 1 hour and 40 minutes.
I thought 2 hours and 40 minutes.
No. The whole old unfinished business is one hour, and it comprises those other times that I listed.
Oh, that's nice.
Right.
Is it possible we could finish it around 7, Dave?
I think we can finish around 7, yes. I mean, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes, but to be honest, I think some of the items won't take the time allotted.
Okay.
So is there a motion to approve that proposed agenda?
Yeah, I make the motion to approve it.
Okay. Is there any objection to approval? Or, excuse me, is there any discussion first?
Who made the motion to approve?
Sarv did.
And there's no objection.
Okay. Well, is there any further discussion on this, or can we go to the meeting? Great. Okay. Hearing no objection, it's adopted. And the first item is the approval of minutes, the July 7th. And the July 22nd minutes, which have been circulated. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
I will move we accept the minutes. I
second that, Mary. That's fine.
And that's for both 7705 and 72205.
Mm-hmm. That's my motion.
Okay. Any discussion? Any objection to adopting those minutes? Okay. Without objection, they're adopted. The next item on the agenda is the old unfinished business and the working group reports. And the first is the bylaws convention. And I put a couple of bullet points under there. One was, just to give you some background, I had questions from listeners about whether the bylaws working group was actually a bylaws convention working group or a bylaws working group, and a request for clarity about what areas it's going to be working on. The other items were the review of the status of the proposed change in the bylaws, how is the announcement going correctly, et cetera. Communication with other committees, because there are a number of other committees, again, in this case, Elections Committee had said that it would have wanted to be in more contact. And then the financial feasibility, which is more and more an issue for us. So, Lydia, you're still the convener of that
mm-hmm.
group?
Yes.
Do you want to address those or other topics?
Sure, sure. let me see. I think it's going well. I don't know. I heard a beep. Is Rob on? No. Okay, so Rob and I worked on a cart the night that it was passed, the Monday night, I guess, and he put it on the whatever port?
Audio port.
Audio port, thank you. On the audio port and sent out, I typed up a whole thing for the websites, and so those were all sent out to the general managers, and as far as I know, that's going well. Hopefully all the directors have followed up to make sure it's actually airing, but they all said they would be doing it. So I think that that's going well. In terms of the other committees wanting to join, that's wanting to have more communication, that's not a problem. We're proposing tomorrow night at our working group meeting to add the elections group to our yet-to-be-totally-activated Yahoo listserv, where we are inviting committee members. It isn't public in the sense that the general membership can't join in yet, but at this point, any committees or any of the committees working on the bylaws can certainly ask to join the group and will be welcome, so that we're not duplicating our efforts, of course. And in terms of the definition of the bylaws convention working group, although, you know, because we are dealing with the convention itself, it was out of that timeline concern with the convention and what would be considered at the convention that we started getting into the bylaws themselves. And it was the time constraints with the convention that led us to move on this, and also input from some of the station board working groups, including LA and so forth. And that's how we ended up with that. But to be clear, I mean, the bylaws are very clear about who can propose amendments. It really wasn't the working group proposing an amendment as such, even though, you know, we went over it. We were talking to directors, so, because directors have to propose it, or, you know, the members themselves. Those are the mechanisms. There's no mechanism for committees to propose amendments, I assume, because they're advisory. And in fact, going through that process, there are clearly some areas that have to be tightened up about how to propose amendments, including, for example, I think if you have three LSVs, that they should be able to propose a bylaws amendment.
Isn't that in the bylaws already?
I didn't see that.
This is
Jane.
I think so.
No, for the amendments, I thought it was just directors and members.
No, I don't think so.
But anyway, so there's got to be like a better trigger, because it says you have to hold the amendment until 60 days before you vote on it and all of that. So that was incomplete thinking there, because for the national board to verify, for example, 1% of signatures in the case of a petition, they'd need more than. They have to know at least the 30 days before, so they could confirm it with their subscriptions department, etc. So anyway, so there are several flaws in the process there, but we're well on our way. And in terms of some of the questions that were raised, for example, can you make an amendment to it? And of course, anybody can propose to the six directors that are proposing the amendment to alter something before they propose it. But once the announcement's once the 60-day period starts, I don't see how that can happen, because, of course, you're telling the membership, this is what we're going to change. So it would have to trigger another 60 days if you change something in September.
That's actually a point we need to deal with, because I think there are two different readings of the bylaws. And was it you, Bob, or was it? No, it was Rob who came to one conclusion, and I read it, and I came to a very different conclusion. I came to the conclusion, despite which way I lean, that the thing can actually be amended at the meeting at which it's voted on.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see how you can do that and not violate the notification of the membership for 60 days.
Well, should we discuss that for a few moments?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a difference of opinion. Those are the two opinions.
Well, but they're based on the language, so it merits discussion. I mean, obviously, ultimately, we'd need legal advice. But before we do that, I just want to say that Article 17, Section 1, Number 2, or Section 1A, on proposing amendments, Part 2 says that amendments may be proposed by a majority vote of the delegates of each of two radio stations.
Oh, right, right.
So they can put it forth. But shall we discuss this issue? Because I mean, may I read the section that
go ahead.
That talks about how to do it? Okay, hold on just a second.
Are you looking at B1?
I'm looking at B, and I'm getting to the notice, the 60 days. Here we go. Notice of a proposed amendment to the articles Shelby, Scribner's error, posted on the Foundation's website on that date, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, the notice date. And the Foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement twice a day for a period of 60 days regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the Foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding said amendments. The results of said voting by the board and delegates on the proposed amendment shall be reported within 15 days. And it doesn't say anywhere that amendment, it refers to it as a proposed amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say anywhere that vote is not subject to modification. And in fact, the language that says regarding the proposed amendment just says that that's the subject of the amendment being proposed. Now, I remember in the old bylaws, in the lab suit, we asserted that any change in bylaws, the exact language had to be noticed. With the notice of meeting. I remember that real clearly. And so it couldn't be changed, and the rationale there was that if somebody believed that this is what was being voted on and opted not to attend because they were fine with it or whatever, and then the language was changed, I guess that would have been a problem. But I don't see anywhere in here that says that the proposed amendment is not subject to itself to amendment.
But the notice on the website, doesn't it say that I don't have this, I'm not reading.
The notice is of the proposed amendment.
Right.
But it doesn't say that the proposed amendment is the one that, I mean, so when an amendment comes forth, just like any motion, it's subject to...
It's not a motion.
Modification.
It's not a motion, it's
the
exact
proposed,
language.
You
know, and I totally disagree. I think it's proposed until it's passed. That does not speak to the flexibility in the language. It's proposed until it's passed. And I don't think, you know, you could certainly put that out. I know I, for one, would really fight it from the standpoint that you can't tell, you shouldn't be telling the having on the website one amendment to the listenership to approve and support and not object to. And then at one LSB meeting that the directors would
change
opt to change it. That, I think, was what we were fighting against, even with our lawsuit,
was what the
National Board was doing. So I don't think the whole point of all of this excessive notice to the memberships is exactly not to have that. The word proposed is because the amendment is proposed until it's passed, not that the language is in flux.
Can I get on the stack?
This is Jane. I would also like...
Okay, who spoke before Jane?
This is Serene.
Was that
R. Paul, could I put on the stack too?
Okay, so I've got Serene, Jane, R. Paul.
I'm up?
Yep.
Okay. I think I agree with Dave on this. I think it is subject to amendment the way any other motion, and this is in fact a motion to amend. The bylaws. I think it is subject to amendment. I think the fact that it has to pass the national board and then go back and be addressed locally, which means the final version, if you will, of the amendment has to then be passed in three of five local station areas, so that each local LSE will have a chance to weigh in on it, and members who feel that the final version of the motion, or the version of the motion is passed by the national board, is in fact not what they desire. They have a chance to weigh in at a local level, and the 60 days notice also gives people, you know, ample opportunity to provide brief. I hope everyone hears this brief rationales for either supporting the proposed change as worded or offering alternative wording. So I do think that. We can't possibly expect to go into a meeting and have people vote on an exact text vote an exact wording either up or down. I don't think that was the purpose of the notice. I think the purpose of the notice is to let people know the section of the bylaws that we're considering amendment, the topic that we're going to be dealing with in terms of making some adjustment to what currently stands.
Can Mary Berg, I want to get on the stack.
Okay, Jane is next, and I got you, Mary.
And add me too.
Okay, and I'm going to add myself after Lydia.
Our LSB did ask if we can vote on the proposed amendment at our regular September meeting in advance of the PMB's vote on it. That's all.
Oh, okay.
It's obviously related. If it's
If whatever is submitted is amended,
then we would have to schedule a special meeting. But otherwise, we could vote on it at our September meeting. That would be in the same calendar month. It doesn't say it has to be after. It just says it has to be the same calendar month.
Okay. Mary?
Can I just read that segment for people so they'll understand the reference?
I'm sorry?
I mean, I have the bylaws in front of me. I'm wondering if I should read the segment that Jane just referred to so people will understand the lack of a sequence.
Go ahead.
This is B2, subsection I. Except as provided in section 1B3 below, the proposed amendments must be approved by the majority of all the directors on the board and by the majority of the vote of all the delegates of at least three of the foundation's radio stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within the same calendar month as the board.
Right.
But I'll speak.
It's important to point that it doesn't say that it must be done in a specific order.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah, I feel Lydia's way. However, I see Dave's argument.
What was the feeling?
My feeling is it should go, but there is nothing that I know of that says this would come forth as a main motion onto the floor of the PNB.
Yeah.
Main motions are subject to amendment, and the PNB could move to table it. The PNB could move to postpone it to an hour later. It can do all sorts of things that you do to any main motion. So I think that it probably could be amended and dealt with in any way whatsoever, as any main motion may be. However, I suspect probably the bright thing here would be to make absolutely sure by consulting a lawyer who will be able to say one way or the other, absolutely what's going on. And maybe in the notices that are given, if it turns out that it is amendable, I would say we should probably note that it is possible for this thing to get amended. Just to let people know so that they don't, spend two solid months of hearing the same thing and then something in some way different comes out, because that'll cause consternation, I should think. And it would be better to let them know ahead of time that it is possible to amend it if it is. But I think this might be something we need to consult a lawyer on to make sure about it all.
Point of order.
Hello, can I be on the stack? This is Grace.
Grace, and Bob has a point of order.
Okay, I've been scurrying to find whether Robert's Rules addresses this, and indeed it does. So it seems to me this settles the matter. On page 576.
Bob, this is actually not a point of order about the conduct of our own meeting. It's a substantive thing about the topic.
Okay.
So can I put you on the stack?
Sure.
Okay, great, thanks. And I will defer until after you've spoken. Mary?
Well, okay.
Or if people want to let Bob read this, then...
I'd rather... Because I think the bylaws do cover it, so I don't think we need to look to Roberts. Because as I'm reading it, I am not sure if Arpal's idea that it has the same effect as a motion, that I wouldn't necessarily subscribe to, but the language of itself says, here we had B1, with you just read it, the 60 days and so forth. Two, in order for new bylaws to be adopted, or these bylaws amended or repealed, well, they're saying in order for them to be adopted or amended means that you can change the language. The amendment can be amended, it sounds to me like, because And down
read the end of a sentence. In order to be adopted or amended, what?
And subject to Section 3, that's the membership thing. You know, if they, except as provided in Section 3, that's if the members have to vote. The proposed amendments must be approved by the majority of all the directors and majority vote of all the thing that has just been read. They'll vote on the proposed amendments within the same calendar month as the board. But it says to be adopted or amended. So it seems to me that that allows amending of the language, and there's a further place down here that says the same thing. Oh, in Section B, number 3, and there are five conditions there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Roman numerals, and then there's a paragraph. In the event that a proposed amendment would do any one of the above-mentioned things, it shall not be adopted unless also approved by the members. Semicolon. Provided, however, that such adoption, amendment, or repeal, and again, it says that, also requires approval by the members of a certain of the class if they'd be affected and so on. But the key thing for me here is that if they're equating, if bylaws can be not only adopted, but they could be amended, it sounds like the language could be changed.
Okay. Lydia.
So therefore, I'm agreeing with Dave.
Okay. Lydia?
Oh, well, you go ahead.
Okay. I actually now agree with Lydia after having read more closely.
Oh, God.
The
well,
reason,
then I agree
and,
with what
and,
Dave did think before
and
he
the reason,
think it.
And the reason for that is the prior section, which says that... hold on a second. Let me get back there. So the only way to propose an amendment is by six directors, a majority vote of the delegates of two radio stations, or the petition mechanism. And then once proposed, it has to go through that other series of steps.
Exactly.
So if the board were to sit down at the meeting at which it was considered and propose changing it, it's now a changed amendment, and so it has to go through the process again.
Because
to become a proposed amendment, it had to go through that process. And so I believe as Lydia does. Now, all of this said, I think this is an area where reasonable people could disagree, and ultimately I agree with R. Paul, we need legal counsel. So after we've heard from everybody who wants to speak on it, I'm going to suggest that we move that the PMB request that the ED consult counsel regarding the question of whether a proposed bylaw amendment once noticed, may be amended by the Board of Directors at the meeting at which the proposed amendment is considered and report to the Governance Committee before its August 25th meeting. I'm not going to move that now, but I do think that whatever we think is one thing, what an attorney thinks is separate.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, Grace,
no,
and then Bob.
It was,
oh.
You had passed
information,
right.
Dave.
Okay. So
yes,
what
hang on a sec, Lydia.
Okay.
Yes, Arf?
Yeah. just a suggestion. You know, the people who are really active on these bylaws creation was Carol and Gregory Wonderwheel. And if is it a possibility that our chair could maybe give them a call and see what their interpretation is before we go to legal avenue from our executive director, who might have to pay some money for the legal advice?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I also think it might be controversial, so let's consider that question once we consider the motion, but it's a point well taken.
Okay.
Lydia, Grace, and then Bob.
Yeah, now given the fact that we were all very involved with the bylaws, I would just consider their opinion another opinion, and you know,
right.
Like with lawyers, you can get 12 opinions, so and which is also my concern. I think that we could certainly go to counsel. I'm very clear on it, but we could go to counsel.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go to counsel, I would urge that A, we get someone where this is their area of expertise, not a family law lawyer, which I've seen a family law lawyer commenting on these bylaws like crazy. And a family law lawyer of a year and a half, you know, on top of it. But anyway, but the point is that we need to go to someone where this is their area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, what I, in speaking to lawyers, that we consulted during the whole bylaw struggle, especially on affirmative action and so forth, was that they were given incomplete information when they were asked for an opinion. And so I would say, no, you can't just ask them what is their opinion. You need to give them the two arguments. What is the question here? And I think that you need to say, you know, you need to read it, but you also need to see what people are arguing, because hardly nobody can get into the heads of Pacificans. No one would ever conceive that that's the nature of the question. So I would say you have to say, you know, that we need your opinion, and by the way, these are two of the positions that are currently at odds right now, and for these reasons, see. And so because there were like four different things that I heard just during this conversation, bringing into it Robert's Rules. I believe the bylaws supersede Robert's Rules, mm-hmm. especially in this instance. And I think that it's, to me, it's very clear. So obviously it isn't to other people. So we need to express that. So when going to counsel, let's all be clear on what is being asked of counsel. And I do not support deferring to the executive director to ask the question. I think it needs to be framed at the national board with the two positions being made clear, so that everyone knows what is being asked of counsel, and not just see the response when you don't know what's being asked.
Right. Grace and then Bob.
Being that lawyers are most comfortable with making an argument that reflects the opinion of the person who's paying them, and least comfortable with taking a definitive side or having an opinion about something, and because I think everybody would agree that it would be all right to give proper notice before amending the bylaws, and whether there's a lawyer or not, there could be a significant disagreement in doing the opposite. I think that we should bypass this and just go with the most conservative viewpoint of the bylaws, which is basically Lydia's original viewpoint, that possibly this is something that we would like to make clearer. This should be a bylaws amendment that the membership needs proper notice when an amendment is being proposed.
Can somebody write down what she just said, so when people are considering amendments, this issue gets in the list? Bob.
Okay. Well, I don't at this point know what my own position is, but just for what it's worth, I will read you what Robert says about this. And you know, the question Lydia raised about are bylaws superseding Robert's, like everything else, that's subject to interpretation, because the phrase is in our bylaws is Robert's rules shall govern the foundation in all cases where they're applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws. And I think what I'm about to read could be construed as not being inconsistent. Now, I'm not definitively saying we should be guided by this, but let's at least consider whether we want to be guided by it, okay?
And what page are you on, Bob?
Page 576 of the 10th edition.
Mm-hmm.
And please bear with me. It's a little long, but I think it'll be enlightening. Okay. If the bylaws require previous notice for their amendment, as they should, and then it says, or if they do not, which is irrelevant, we can skip that, no amendment to a bylaws amendment is in order that increases the modification of the article or provision to be amended. This restriction prevents members from proposing a slight change and then taking advantage of absent members by moving a greater one as an amendment to the amendment. Thus, if the bylaws place the annual dues of members at $10 and an amendment is pending to strike out 10 and insert 25, an amendment to change the 25 to any number between 10 and 25 would be in order. But an amendment to change the number to less than 10 or greater than 25 would be out of order, even with unanimous consent. Had notice been given that it was proposed to increase the dues to more than 25 or reduce them below 10, members who opposed such a change might have attended the meeting to vote against the amendment. The same principle applies to amendment in the nature of a substitute for section or article, short of a revision. The proposed substitute is open to amendments that diminish the amount of change, but not to amendments that increase it or that introduce new changes. And it gives another example. But anyway, so in the current situation, it's fairly straightforward because it's a numerical set of changes, right? It's cutting the nomination period from 62 to, I believe it's 30 days, and increasing the balloting period from 30 to, I think it's something like, plus or minus, 30 to 45 days. So in other words, if someone said, you know, well, I move to amend it so that the balloting period is 37 days, that would be okay, but if they move to make it, you know, 55 days, that would not be okay. So that's what Robert says. Now, whether we choose to be bound by that is a different issue, but in any case, I do agree with Lydia that if we're going to get counsel, we should do it, you know, with some really careful measures for fairness where both sides can articulate their position and so on. But I was kind of attracted to, I forgot, who was the last speaker? Was it
Grace?
Grace, I'm sorry. The idea of maybe we should just go with the conservative interpretation, and at a time that the foundation is really in financial trouble, not spend any money on a lawyer and just say, look, you know, to make sure that nobody feels excluded or left out, let's just not allow any amendments at all. So I don't know. I'm waffling, but that's...
Well, if I may, it's about time for a motion and on this point. And I happen to think that what you read represents good sense. In other words, we shouldn't be required to go through the whole process again if people just want to retract a portion of it in order to get the necessary consensus. But we also should not be able to modify it to bundle in a bunch of things that weren't noticed. So maybe what we could do as a committee is just say that we find that, you know, based on our understanding of Robert's rules, we believe that the thing may be amended by to be less of a change, but not to be more of a change, and leave it at that. And then if it gets, I mean, and not preemptively go spend money on attorneys and wait and see what happens, because maybe we just approve the thing as it is.
Is that your motion?
Well, I'm asking okay, let us move that we find that we believe that the passage of Roberts that defines this is not in conflict with our bylaws and is reasonable, and therefore
and should govern the process.
And should govern the process.
And what's that site again?
Page 5.
And by the way, I suggest that rather than do this hastily, since we've just heard it, we maybe want to talk about it a little and then wait till our next meeting to approve or deal with that.
Yeah, that sounds.
Okay. May I say something? This is Lydia.
Go for it.
Okay. So, I mean, see, my understanding was that we propose that we announce it as, and I'm not saying this is the way it should be, this is just the way that I see the airtight way of approaching the bylaws and not having it later contested, particularly because it's a serious election issue. So I do think that we should take this more, as Grace put it, more conservative route. But the other thing is that the option is, and that's why we were allowing a lot of time as well, it's not that anyone in the committee was married to this timetable. Most of us on the committee, if not all, were actually more enthused about changing the entire election time frame to the spring. Okay. However, what can certainly happen is that if there's any kind of a change, which if you make a change to this amendment, it's going to be a controversial change in the time frame. I don't care how you work it. And therefore, they should just vote against it. If it gets voted down, present an argument at the PMB, if you're talking about the PMB meeting, or LSBs, right, that they can present their arguments, and then it gets voted down. Or, you know, or three stations vote against it. It gets voted down, and you do a new one. Or it gets voted in, and you propose another amendment for January, with an entirely different timetable. I don't know how else you could tweak it, number one, in the real world. But besides that, it's not like you don't have an option of presenting another amendment or passing an entirely different election timetable miraculously with a vote from the membership in time for t- to affect the following, you know, the next elections. But everything that was raised in terms of what they would like to see amended were either the other night at the PMB meeting, either were absolutely not feasible, not even, you couldn't possibly do it in time for the elections in terms of a time frame, or would be extremely controversial, which is the thing with the first-class mail, which I would love to see, but I don't see with the network and the financial trouble that it is in getting consensus on that item. So everything that I heard that would be an objection that would affect this amendment, and that wouldn't even affect the amendment, that would be a separate policy issue, actually. It's not that this wouldn't, you could pass this amendment and pass another one in January. That would be a different amendment. That's how you handle it.
Chair, can I read the motion?
Yeah, well, I'm going to withdraw the motion at this
point.
You're
withdrawing.
Oh.
I think that what we need to do, because we're at time on this item anyway, is consider it for the next month and raise it again next month, now that we've had this discussion, and possibly come up with a firm motion either way at that time.
Dave, I have one more critical issue for the working group.
Yeah.
That is the convention itself. We're again facing another timeline crunch because the resolution that you guys passed in last October, I think it was, specified that there had to be 6 months' notice of the convention.
Okay.
That
before we do that, just on time, I just want to make sure we're done with this piece. So can we, let's,
mm-hmm.
Is
okay.
My suggestion
this is great. I have an objection to tabling this.
Okay, so Lydia, we'll definitely get to your second point.
Okay. Okay.
And we're ahead enough of our agenda that we can extend time on this item
and
still come in under the time. But let's finish this off first.
Okay.
Okay, so is there a motion to extend time on this working group report for 10 minutes? Okay. Is there any objection? All right. Grace, you had a point on this topic.
Unless I'm mistaken, I think that there's pretty much a consensus on this. I think we should compose a motion and pass it, and then if there are second thoughts on it, which there probably won't be, it can then be resurrected in the next meeting. If we keep postponing things to basically go with Robert's Rules of Order in terms of bylaws amendments, I think that we should finish that. Because if we keep tabling things to future meetings and then have to think back and remember the arguments we had when they're not fresh in our minds, it just makes meetings longer and it means we don't get as much done.
Mm-hmm.
If we make a motion that's improper, it can be changed or nullified in the future. But I think we should finish something until and not just table things.
Okay. Would you like to propose the text of the motion?
I would say that it's the judgment of the governance committee that regarding that proper notice should be made. I don't have the entire concept, that proper notice should be given to the membership.
Can I try?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It is the finding of the governance committee that the Pacifica National Board may vote the amendment as noticed, vote for or against the amendment as noticed, but may not modify it at the same meeting at which it is voted upon.
Good, and
that's not what we agreed to.
Pardon me?
That's what was being suggested by Grace. That wasn't what I suggested. I felt fine with Bob's with the Robert's rules.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Actually, you know what? It's not really a finding that that's the case, but what we're saying is we recommend.
Right, and also I think that we should also propose a bylaws amendment should be proposed to clarify and solidify.
Oh yeah,
the point.
This entire process. There's tons of stuff, but you guys, you two have got to clarify. You're talking about two different, completely different motions. You're talking about opposing motions.
I understand. We're talking about the Roberts
rules. I'm not sure that Grace is clear about that.
No, I'm not. I'm not completely clear about
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
What Dave just said, mm-hmm. rewording your motion, is one position.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave had a different position.
That I withdrew.
That you withdrew. And so Grace is not calling up your position. She's doing hers, right?
I understand.
But she
and I was
that,
trying.
Right? That's a question.
And I was trying, yes. And I was trying to help her with the language. And that my question was whether my language captured what she was arguing.
Yeah. I think your language did capture what she was arguing.
Sure.
It's what I would support. It's not what the others would support, but necessarily. But, we could certainly take a vote on it. It's what I would support.
Well, we can ask Grace. Grace, did Dave capture your essence of your argument?
Yes, he did.
But the problem with what I said is that we really haven't, quote, found that is the rule. What we're saying is that is what ought to be followed in this instance.
That's right.
And
we're saying no amendment is, they may not amend it at all.
And the problem with
right.
doing that at all is that really it sets a precedent about bylaws amendments. So it has to be worded rather carefully.
Before we go to a motion, this is Serene. Can I get on this then?
I don't think that we have a formal motion in front of
no,
us.
No, I also think we're split.
I have to leave for a minute, so I'll come back on, okay?
Okay, Serene?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if we can maybe have some brief discussion on what we're looking at, and I want to be clear that I understand what the two alternatives that we're weighing are. We know that there's language that goes forth as a proposed amendment. The question is whether the board must then vote on exactly the same text as was initially noticed, or whether minor changes which do not which, according to the Roberts section that Bob read, do not in fact constrain or
do not expand the scope.
Does not. I'm sorry.
Do not expand the scope of the proposed amendment.
Doesn't limit rights further. Doesn't expand the scope. That's the language is fine. Is acceptable, right? Or
right.
whether in fact every time someone changes a word, we have to go through the entire 2-month process of notice all over again, making
okay,
sure that we'll never have an amendment.
I see the point. Okay, I see the point. So I would then.
I think I have a solution to that.
Yes, go ahead.
Due to concerns regarding the amendability of proposed bylaws amendments, the government's committee recommends the PNB not consider any substantive amendments to the proposed bylaw as noticed.
And then the fight will be what is considered substantive.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can use specific language.
Well,
or.
So substantive, what I'm trying to drive at is what you said, which is anything that alters the intent, like grammatical changes, are not substantive.
Dave, maybe that's where you can put in the Roberts rules, for example, or whatever.
Well, but that's...
No.
That those, the Roberts says you can make substantive changes, they just have to be more less extreme than those proposed.
Right.
No,
what we're
I'm
saying now is let's not make anything other than, or I think what we're saying, what's being suggested is that we agree that grammatical changes you can make, but substantive changes you can't.
Dave and
Jane, for example.
Okay, well, let's get in. I spoke before Grace did, so Grace, she deferred to me. So Grace, Jane hasn't spoken yet much. Who else wanted to be on? Lydia, I heard. Who else? There was one other person. No. Okay, Grace, Jane, Lydia.
We don't have an a motion yet, right?
No.
I don't think
no.
so.
Okay.
No.
I think that your wording, Dave, is good. I think substantive is an adequate is adequate. It's not perfect, but adequate.
Okay, Jane.
I also thought your wording was good. I'm sorry I didn't write it down.
I did.
Okay, because I do think that if, for example, somebody realizes a reason that whatever particular dates we had, September 30th, maybe September 29th is a better date, for some reason that's not apparent, wasn't apparent to the committee, it seems to me that substantive is probably as good a word as we can get. And I do think that it's good that we craft something tonight. I appreciate Grace's persistence on this.
Okay, we're at 10 minutes now. The whole rest of the agenda, actually, we were ahead of time, and the whole rest of the agenda is, I think, 25 minutes, and that includes new business, if any. So it's now, we have 45 minutes until 7 p.m. So may we consider extending, given that we have the end of this, we have the other things Lydia added, and there's still one or two other issues on this bylaws thing that I think we should address. Could we extend this discussion by 20 minutes from here?
Need 20 minutes?
No, it's not
you may
minutes.
Not need 20 minutes.
Not 20, that's too much.
10 minutes. How about 10 minutes?
10.
I don't think 10 will do it, but okay, 10. Is there any objection to extending by 10? Okay, so next is, were you done, Jane?
Yes.
I thought you were. Okay, Lydia?
Okay, so I also wanted to point out historically, when we had to pass the bylaws the last time, nothing could get changed once the PMB voted on it and so forth, and once we went through that whole thing, even though grammatical errors and other errors were caught by the LSBs, it was unchanged. It was unamendable at that point. Now, we were under a court order at that time, but that just goes to show the the rigidity of what you get into when you're doing bylaws language that must be static in order for it to be across the board approved. Having said that, I like Dave's language. Because even though I do think that legally that's the best way to go, it also ushered in many of the problems that we have, including some serious typographical errors and and things in the bylaws. And so I think that substantive would help.
Could we clarify to say, i.e., changes that
yes,
change the
exactly.
intent of
yeah.
the motion?
Yeah. Okay, so
although,
I would support
although
that.
Although you can
I
argue think, about that too, so.
That's, they will, but I think it will be. This is I think this is pretty much good enough to go to a vote unless there's more.
This is Bob.
Do other people agree, Bob?
Yeah, I think I can go along with this, but I don't think I agree with Jane's interpretation of non-substantive would mean that you could change a date from September 30th to September 29th. I think that's exactly what
the
we were discussing
yeah.
earlier, that Robert's rules would have allowed that, because that's within the scope of, between what it is now and what's being proposed. September 29th would be somewhere a little, in the middle, but, or not in the middle, but closer. But I think what is everyone else means by substantive or non-substantive is something that doesn't change the actual consequence of the amendment. It just changes the clarity with which it's expressed,
mm-hmm.
so that if it's either a grammatical error or simply opaque language, a language that is impenetrable, someone's like, well, wait, does it mean this or does it mean that? And if you said, well, let's just restructure the whole sentence so it's crystal clear that it means X, that would be the extent. Nothing beyond that. No change of a date from one date to a different date. It would just be things to make absolutely clear that the amendment says what it was intended to say, and through bad wording or bad grammar that, it's confusion. That's it.
Okay, are we ready to, I can reread it because I wrote it down. Are we ready to consider it?
Yeah, question,
mm-hmm.
Dave.
Okay, hold on just
this
a second.
This is Mary Berg, I came back on. I'm sorry, I'm in the process of moving, so that's my eye.
How far are you moving, Mary?
I'm not moving that far, but there's
down
an awful
the
lot
marina.
Of stuff to
she
move.
Likes boats.
But moving is moving.
I'm moving out of one room into another. I mean, I'm moving out of one apartment into another.
We are under a bit of a time pressure.
Right.
So,
Dave, can I suggest some wording to clarify this so that people won't have the same interpretation Jane did?
Sure.
Can we hear it first?
How about putting in a parenthetical after... Well, read again what you have, and then I'll...
Due to concerns regarding the... I will say due to concerns regarding the rules governing amendability of proposed and noticed bylaws amendments, the Governance Committee recommends that the PNB not consider any substantive amendments to the proposed bylaws amendment as noticed.
I guess then it would need a second sentence that would say this should be interpreted to allow grammatical corrections or clarifying language, but nothing that changes the actual effect of the amendment.
Well, isn't that the same when it says no substantive changes?
Well,
no,
but Bob is saying that there's
further.
A difference of opinion about what constitutes a substantive change.
Yes.
He wants to be clear about it.
I second that.
Okay. All right.
This is Jane.
Go ahead, Jane.
I third that, but on another point, you said amendments plural. Is this one or more than one amendment?
Well, that's a good question. I did change it to be more general. So maybe you're right, and maybe it's better. I originally said the proposed bylaw amendment as noticed, and that makes it clear that we're talking about this one and not establishing a precedent beyond this right now. So which do people prefer?
I mean, I know a question came up on that Pacifica parliamentarian group about whether it was one or more than one amendment that was being proposed right now.
Jane, it may just be my phone, but I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you.
I'm so sorry. I think it's my headset. I can't help it right now.
A point of information, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you make this one explicitly applicable to just one amendment, then what happened when the other amendments come? We had to repass it again?
Well, it's going to be months before that happens.
But then we have to revisit it again, right?
That would technically be true if another amendment was put forth, yes, we would.
But I think that the next amendments are going to be in the context of the bylaws convention. Would they not?
Well, yeah, and
not certain.
We're not certain. I hope so.
Yeah, but
I'm certainly don't want to go through this again.
Well, the issue here is whether or not by saying this we're actually throwing question onto something that may not be a question. You know.
It was a question that was asked at the PNB meeting, so it's already out there. And I can't imagine that that's not going to be asked again at the September meeting.
This is Bob.
One sec. Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm doing three things at once.
Okay.
And then Grace.
I lean to Dave's idea of making this a one-shot thing because this will hopefully kick off a debate about whether this is, in fact, what the board really wants the interpretation to be. And this actually has, I just realized, this has huge implications after the convention. Because think about it. Let's say the convention recommends 17 amendments. Right, and they go through the same process that we're just going through with this single amendment, and now there's this essentially what people are suggesting tonight is a permanent standing rule, and that you know absolutely from now till eternity, unless amended by the what's the majority to change a standing rule? Is it a simple majority or a two-thirds or something?
Two-thirds, I think.
I don't think
two-thirds,
it's two-thirds.
Right. So then we're really locking in and making it very difficult to ever go back on this when, you know, this is the first time we're not really sure, well, some of us are not really sure that this is absolutely the right policy forever. So I think it would be better to be cautious and just say, let's float this out there for this one. get a lot of debate, or if, see if there is any debate. Maybe everyone will love it and it'll be fine. And then on a second round, we can say, okay, this is now the permanent standing rule.
Shall I read the text again and I incorporated what Bob's second sentence was?
Yeah, please.
Due to concerns regarding the rules governing amendability of proposed and noticed bylaws amendments, the Governance Committee recommends that the PNB not consider any substantive amendments to the proposed bylaw amendment as noticed. This should be interpreted to not allow, to prohibit, prohibit any changes other than grammatical alterations or changes that clarify the intent of the motion.
That's
fine.
Second.
Okay,
Dave?
I'll send it to you by email, Arpal.
Oh, great. That'll be easier.
We'll send it to all of us.
I will. I'm writing it right now.
Cool.
I'm going to write this as proposed motion. Proposed motion. And to PacGov. Sarv, are you getting the PacGov list stuff, or should I keep CCing you individually?
If you receive CC me, I appreciate it.
Okay. There we go. Okay, it's hurtling towards all of you. are we prepared to vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we should.
Shall I read it one more time?
Well, we're going to see it for ourselves, aren't we?
Those of you that are back.
Right, not everybody's on.
Any objections, Andrew?
Well, let me just read it again so people know the final language. Due to concerns regarding the rules governing amendability of proposed and noticed bylaws amendments, the Governance Committee recommends that the PNB not consider any substantive amendments to the proposed bylaw amendment as noticed. Actually, it's the proposed bylaws amendment as noticed.
Oh, okay.
Proposed
bylaws amendment.
Okay.
This should be interpreted to prohibit any changes other than grammatical alterations or changes that clarify the intent of the motion.
Mm-hmm. Intent of the amendment.
Yes.
Okay, so let me change that.
Oh, yeah.
Of the noticed motion. Of the noticed
amendment.
Actually, the word in the bylaws is the proposed
amendment.
Right.
Okay, so let me change that. I've revised this. I put the S in, and I'm sending it to you as motion redux. Okay, hold on a second. Sorry about this. Yeesh. Edit is new. Redux. Okay. All right, one more time. Due to concerns regarding the rules governing amendability of proposed and noticed bylaws amendments, the Governance Committee recommends that the PNB not consider any substantive amendments to the proposed bylaws amendment as noticed. This should be interpreted to prohibit any changes other than grammatical alterations or changes that clarify the intent of the proposed amendment.
Good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for a vote. Is there any objection? Okay, great.
Great.
Then that's adopted.